Off the Shelf, written by Astolat, read by Silvercat 1620. Summary. Peter's hand was warm on his ankle as he unlocked the monitor and took it off. Neil put his leg down and stood. He felt light as air, unmoored. Author's notes. Inspired by Tonight I'm Fucking You by Talitha78. This was started at VidCon after seeing Talitha's ridiculously sexy Peter Neil vid play in Club Vid. I am way behind on White Collar, so this is taking off from vaguely season 2-ish canon. Link to the vid in the original fic. The last day of Neil's sentence, Peter shoved him into an office doing paperwork on the case they'd just finished up and went off, apparently under the illusion that he was being remotely subtle, to help set up the party in the break room. Neil sat at the desk and stared down at the stack of forms, the endless, endless forms. He could do them in his sleep now, including signatures for Peter, Diana, Clinton, and Hughes. Instead, he sat. The ankle monitor felt heavy as a rock. Eventually, Peter came and got him and took him to the break room. There was a cake decorated like a jail cell with an open door and some sparkling cider, and then Peter produced a key with a flourish and patted the table. "Up here, Caffrey," he said, and Neil obediently sat down and put his foot up on the table. Peter's hand was warm on his ankle as he unlocked the monitor and took it off. Neil put his leg down and stood. He felt light as air, unmoored. He smiled appropriately. Everyone hugged him. There were papers for him to fill out. Peter had called in some of the chips that he'd earned over the years and gotten Neil's record expunged. Now Neil wouldn't even have to tick the yes box on employment applications asking if he'd ever been convicted of a crime. "Take a week off," Hugh said. "See how you feel. Then come in and we'll talk." He patted Neil's shoulder. "You did good, kid." Peter didn't say anything. Peter hadn't said anything all last week. All last month, while the days ticked down. Peter hadn't said, "So what are your plans?" Peter hadn't said, "This is where you belong." Peter hadn't said, "Stay with me." Peter didn't say any of those things at the party, either. He stood back, watching most of it, smiling benevolently, hands in his pockets. It was after 5. Everyone trickled out one by one. Finally, it was just him and Peter. Neil summoned up a smile. This was what he did, after all. He faked things. "So I made it," he said. Peter didn't field it. He smiled at Neil gently and said, "Go get your coat." Neil stared at him. Peter was pulling on his own coat. He raised his eyebrows and made a shooing motion. "Go on." Neil slowly went out and down the hall. His coat was in the office. He put it on and met Peter outside the break room door. Peter tilted his head towards the front door wordlessly. Neil fell into step with him, as easy and natural as it always was, his stride adjusting to Peter's length, Peter's to his pace. Something worse than panic gripped Neil's throat. He couldn't give this up. He couldn't lose it. Lose Peter. The one thing he'd ever really owned. The one thing that wasn't a counterfeit. The rock he wanted to build himself on. Peter wouldn't make him beg. Neil was sure of it. But he hadn't said anything. If he hadn't said anything because the answer was no, because he was ready to push Neil out. They were out on the street. Peter gave him a puzzled look. "Now what is it?" Neil went wide-eyed, mildly perplexed. "Nothing." Peter frowned at him, and then... And then he put his hand on the back of Neil's neck, warm and hard and intimate, and shook him. "Sometimes you think too much." Relief burst in Neil's chest like a safe door opening. Peter's hand stayed on him. Neil let his head tip subtly back against it and relaxed. He didn't really pay attention to where they were going until they were at June's house, and Peter pushed him gently to the stairs, guided him all the way up to his front door. Peter stood there just behind him, hands still on Neil's neck, steady, weighing him down. Neil stared down at his own hands. They were shaking a little, like his body had figured out what was happening and kept it from his brain. He managed to still them and open the door. He didn't go through. He waited, and then Peter did it. Peter gave him a push and followed him in and closed the door behind them. "Peter," Neil said, his voice wavering. "Yeah?" Peter said. There was a soft sliding noise, a tie coming loose. "I thought..." Neil swallowed and still didn't turn around. "You never..." Peter paused. "You were a prisoner under my supervision," he said very slowly, like Neil was an idiot. Oh, God! He hadn't. He'd given up even... He turned and gripped Peter's jacket, shoved it off his shoulders and down his arms, lunging up for his mouth at the same time. Peter made a muffled squawk against him, half laughing, and then he stopped laughing. He dragged one arm out of its sleeve, and he had Neil by the back of the head and was kissing him back, deep and rough and hungry. Neil went after his buttons and let Peter get them wherever he wanted to go. The bed, the couch, the table, anywhere. He fell backwards to the mattress with Peter's shirt opening for him, Peter's knee between his thighs nudging against him. Peter was panting, his eyes with that serious, sharp look he got when he was solving a problem, one of the hard cases. He was getting Neil's pants open. "El," Neil said, lifting his hips, gasping. "I get you to myself for the week," Peter said, shouldering his way out of his unbuttoned shirt, pulling the undershirt up over his head. "Then she gets to play too." Neil gulped, almost sobbed. They were going to keep him. They were going to let him in. "Peter," he said, his voice rising. Peter's hand was on him, sliding, thumb stroking gently over the head. Neil arched under him. "God, you're pretty," Peter murmured, and Neil writhed a little more, as artistically as he could manage. He wasn't above showing off. He was glad he'd worn the really good gray suit today, and glad he had the blue sheets on the bed now. He threw a look up to see if the shades were open. They were, so the skyline was outside, all lit up for the night, and Peter would see it glittering as the backdrop while he fucked him. Oh, God. Peter was rummaging in the end table, tossing lube and condoms on the bedspread. Peter was going to fuck him. Right now. Right this second. It couldn't happen fast enough. "Shh," Peter said, pushing him back, firmly down onto the pillows. "Please," Neil said, straining against his hand to feel the strength of Peter's arm behind it. "Please, Peter. Don't make me wait. Jesus, not anymore." "No," Peter said gently. "No more waiting. Just relax." Neil shut his eyes and took deep breaths as Peter... Oh! Peter's strong, hard fingers. "Oh! Oh!" he said, hearing himself. "Oh! Oh!" "Yeah, that's it," Peter said, low and just a little breathless. "Just like that. Just... like that." "Oh, God," Neil said, because Peter's voice was going warm and husky, pleased. And when he opened his eyes, Peter was half smiling over him, heavy-lidded and satisfied, and he was sliding home, little by little by... "Peter, I'm going to..." "What, already?" Peter said. "Yes," Neil said, and came helplessly. "Christ," Peter said, roughly, and he shoved Neil's legs back and slid home in one slow, thorough, perfect thrust, gripped him by the thighs, muscled him up a little, and rocked in him, back and forth, and oh God, loosened things up, got everything moving, and then Peter was taking him, one stroke after another, before the aftershocks were even over. Neil moaned gratefully and let his head sprawl back against the pillows, curved his arms up towards the headboard, bought and paid for, ready for Peter to take him home. The end.